This is Mike Strong in Hayes. The book is Border Radio by Gene Fowler. Border Radio starts with Dr. John Romulus Brinkley. Brinkley pretty much gave birth to Border Radio. He is also very much a Kansas character, starting his world-renowned clinic and his first radio station in Milford, Kansas. In 1917, long before Viagra was even a twinkle in some researcher's test tube, Dr. J.R. Brinkley let the world know about his goat gland proposition, which he placed slivers of billy goat gonads into human scrotums. For that restorative operation, he was known by some as, quote-unquote, the Kansas Ponce de Leon, and by others as a, quote-unquote, loquacious purveyor of goat giblets. So what kind of doctor was he? Well, Johns Hopkins told him he would be a better mail carrier. He started but dropped out of Bennett Eclectic Medical School in Chicago. Finally, he married a physician's daughter and he spent a full month at the Eclectic Medical University in Kansas City getting a degree. For at least $500, the going price for a degree from EMU. From that, he obtained a license to practice medicine in Arkansas, Kansas, Tennessee, Missouri, Texas, and Connecticut. That got him a job in Kansas City for Swift & Company, which produced meat, including goat meats, which he was told were the healthiest animals they slaughtered. Next, he struck off on his own to Milford, Kansas, a location central to the U.S. There, so goes the story, in late fall of 1917, in response to a farmer's impotence, Dr. Brinkley stated that implanting healthy goat glands would solve the problem. A farmer replied, "Well, why don't you put them in?" And so it began. Wouldn't you know? That farmer gave birth to a boy they named Billy. "In honor," said the proud papa, "of the assistance we had received from our four-footed friend. Pilgrims came to Kansas to get the operation, to be revitalized." In 1923, after visiting a radio station in Los Angeles, Dr. John Romulus Brinkley returned to Milford, Kansas, to start his own radio station, KFKB, at 1050 on the dial. KFKB stood for either Kansas First, Kansas Best, or Kansas Folks Know Best. 3 times a day, Brinkley gave medical lectures on his goat gland research along with a full line of programming. More than 3,000 letters a day poured into tiny Milford. By 1929, the Radio Times voted KFKB as the most popular radio station in America. Trouble started when he was allowed to boost the station to 5,000 watts. A rival station in Kansas City, owned by the Kansas City Star, was denied a power boost. So, the Kansas City Star ran an expose series on Dr. Brinkley. As a result, the Kansas State Medical Board revoked his license to practice. And the FRC, Federal Radio Commission, took away his license to broadcast. But KFKB kept broadcasting anyway, under appeal of the order. Hoping to get an advantage, Brinkley decided to run for governor as a write-in. He should have won, too. Brinkley received the most votes, but election officials voided 50,000 ballots for not having J.R. Brinkley, written just so. He sold KFKB and headed for Mexico in 1931, looking to construct a station on the Mexican side of the Rio Grande. This time his station would be 75,000 watts, 25,000 more than he could run in the U.S. and 15 times more powerful than KFKB. XER started broadcasting just across the Rio Grande from Del Rio, Texas. With that much power, Dr. Brinkley could reach out not only to his old audience, but to the entire world. This is Mike Strong in Hayes for HPPR Radio Readers Book Club.